I have myself, Alderman Koch, Alderman Truist, and staff, and I don't see anybody else on the Zoom meeting, correct?
Correct.
All right, so I guess we can skip citizens' comments and go right for minutes of correction and approval. Any questions or comments on those?
No questions.
All right, we'll move those as approved. Next is new business UW 2020-67, end of year leaf operations report, and that's informational.
Absolutely. Just kind of a good year this year, so we wanted to let you know that we got all the leaves when we should have. We didn't have many complaints, and we had 4 70-degree days to pick up leaves in November. So as you can see, we almost doubled our take from last year, but it worked out great and couldn't have been better.
Hope next year is just as nice, otherwise they'll say it wasn't as good as the year before.
Absolutely, but we gotta kind of let everybody know when it happens the right way.
Correct. Alright, we can move on to PW 2020-68, Grand Reserve Unit 28, consideration for acceptance.
Alright, we have a unit for consideration of acceptance. Unit 23, which is north of Mill Road, south of Galena. And the developer's been actively working on completing punch list items over the last couple of years. All those punch list items are complete, and we are recommending an acceptance of the public improvements and a subsequent bond reduction to go along with that. One thing to note is that part of Tuscany Trail is contained within this unit, but it also traverses other units as well. And based on our recommendation to the developer, we prefer that Tuscany Trail be constructed at one time. So it's the intent to have that reconstructed next summer. So that is being handled separately and pulled out of this acceptance. And the developer is going to provide a bond, 120% of the estimate, to cover that amount. So be happy to address any questions that anybody may have on this particular project.
Alderman Koch, any questions?
Approach.
Okay. Move that on for approval.
Good with me.
Good with me.
It's on the PW 2020-69. 2021 Road to Better Road, MTF resolution and an estimate, consideration for approval.
All right, so as you know, we're working on the design package and contract documents for the road program. And since we're using motor fuel tax funds, MFT funds, there are certain documents that IDOT requires. So you've seen these before in past years. But basically, the city council has to pass a resolution authorizing use of MFT funds, as well as approve the estimate. So the $920,000 is the recommendation for the resolution. That is the budget number that was provided from Rob. And then the subsequent estimates are attached. So. Typically, we are estimating a little bit more than what the resolution is, and that is the case here. So we try to squeeze as much in as possible. It's not unusual for bids to come in below our estimate, so we'll adjust accordingly once the bids come in, and we'll review that at this committee before it's awarded. And once again, be happy to address any questions anybody may have.
Yes, Alderman Cope.
Yeah, Brett. The only question, like with Green Brown Road, that one should, I mean, are you going to factor that in? Because there's not a lot of driveways or nothing there. It's like one entrance way and a street entrance. And you think that that should come in, should be a little cheaper to do than where you have driveways every, you know, certain distance? Or are you kind of figuring that in when you bid that?
Yeah, we factor that into our estimates, Ken, and I don't see like bids coming in substantially higher, and then we have to chop off streets. You know, we did include some pavement striping and some crack sealing. So those, you know, are probably going to be the elements that would have to be reduced. But in all likelihood, due to competitive bidding, it's going to come in below the budgeted amount.
Thank you.
You bet.
On the Trulis, anything?
I'm just happy that the county is not going to have us driving around in circles at the intersection of Galena and Kennedy. That's my only comment.
Agreed. So move that on. PW 2020-70, Mill Road and Galena Kennedy Road. It's update. This is informational.
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've discussed these projects, and there is something that is spurring the discussion. So there's a series of projects that are all related. They're all somewhat related to the Grand Reserve development and the funding that was a part of that development. So it's definitely timely to give a brief overview of where things stand. So we've broken it out into several different projects, if you will, updates. So we'll kind of take them one by one, if that's okay with everybody. So, as you know, the Mill Road reconstruction, that's been underway for quite some time. We actually started that back in 2017. And as noted in the memo, the plans are essentially 95% complete. You all have seen railroad agreements come through the committee and the council. As well as land acquisition, so all those elements are done. Over the, it's been ongoing for quite some time, but there's been a number of discussions with the developer, Avante, about funding the reconstruction of Mill Road. That has taken place, shoots, well over a year. But recently, they've submitted a draft incentive agreement to the city, to the city staff for review.
A little bit, yeah.
And part of that funding incentive agreement has to do with fully funding the construction of Mill Road. So that's been discussed all along, but finally they put something on paper. So that is a key element of their financial incentive agreement. So that agreement will be run through various committees and will be presented to the full city council over the next month or two for consideration of approval. You know, certainly there's other elements that are involved outside of transportation. But in general, they have agreed to front fund the Mill Road reconstruction. They have front funded the design up to this point. And then they would continue to make additional payments on a per unit basis. And then ultimately, they would pay the same amount as they originally agreed to back when the agreement was first passed. And it's their intent and understanding that this project would move forward and be reconstructed in 2021. So they have it budgeted as part of their planning, they fully intend to fund this once the agreement is executed by the city council and approved by city council. So in order to be able to meet that schedule, we've outlined the items noted on the memo. So the Mill Road project is about a $2.5 million project. It's gonna take a substantial amount of time to construct. So basically, we need to be under construction in April to be able to have this project wrapped up in October. So to be able to meet that, we've outlined a schedule there. Basically, we would be wrapping up the bid package and advertising for bids in early 2021, and then bringing the bids back for consideration in the February or March timeframe. And then, of course, you know, the city wouldn't approve the contract unless the financial incentive agreement is approved with the developer. So it all kind of ties together, but in order to meet the construction timelines that are necessary, we are recommending moving forward with letting the project before the agreement is finalized. So that's up for discussion. So I guess point to pause and see if anybody has any questions or comments on that at this point.
I'm good. Ken, you good? Siri, you good?
No, I'm good.
Right, so the other element, just a note on No Road, and it's been a while since we talked about this project in detail, but the Mill Road reconstruction project did not address the intersection of Mill Road and Kennedy Road, other than just making a connection. And the reason why that was not included kind of leads into the next project discussion, is because we're waiting on the county to see how their improvements are going to shake out at the intersection of Galena and Kennedy. We're giving an update on that project. The county, as you know, went through an analysis a year or so ago, year and a half ago at this point, and looked at potential improvements at that intersection. A roundabout was considered, as Siever alluded to, but then they ultimately went with a traditional intersection. Turn lanes, and then also a signal is their plan. So if you didn't know, they hired us, and we appreciate that opportunity with them. So we are working for Fran and the Highway Department and the county on this project. So we are wrapping up the design, actually, currently. It's their intent to perform land acquisition and private utility relocates in 2021, and then go out to a letting in the fall, basically a year from now, and then construct the project in 2022. So there is a document in the packet that shows the general outline of the improvements. But basically, the widening falls short about 400 feet north of realigned Mill Road. So again, another good point to pause. Any questions or comments on what the county is doing?
I'm good. Ken, you good?
So I understand what's going to happen. Our intersection would T there, and then it's going to reduce down to, what, two lanes or whatever, I'm assuming, and then when you get closer to Galena, it opens back up to, is that three lanes, or?
Yeah, so, which kind of leads into the next project, too, or recommendation. So now that we know that the county, where the county's work stands, it's our recommendation to start planning for the intersection improvement of Mill Road and Kennedy. So then that'll all kind of tie together and blend together. So one option would be to piggyback on the county's timeline and to have those improvements constructed at that time. So ultimately, Ken, it would be basically everything would flow together. So the intersection at Mill would have the appropriate turn lanes and channelization, and that would run right into the county's improvements at Galena, and they have a left and a right turn lane as you're heading northbound there. So it would all come together, it all, you know, run together and be planned out accordingly. So, and again, because we kind of held off to see what the county was doing, and it's actually a good thing, because originally when the Avante agreement, back in the day it wasn't Avante, but when the Grand Reserve agreement was approved, those intersection improvements were going to come out of the funds from the development. So the fact that the county took this project on and is paying for it actually helps the city out, helps the developer out, because it's just $1 million or $1.5 million that we don't have to spend. So, as noted in the memo, we are, again, recommending moving forward with that design, potentially sooner than later. Staff moves things along, potentially we might see a PSA sometime early in 2021 for consideration. And as noted, there's a couple different options for tying into construction, and one would be kind of tying it into the county's work, potential ITA with them. There may be some benefits, of course, to cost savings, making it part of a larger project, and certainly from a coordination standpoint, a lot of that makes sense. So any questions on those types of items or projects related to the intersection or the county work?
I'm good. Anybody else?
I'm good. Addressed all my concerns.
And then the last item that we had noted, Avante has indicated that potentially there could be some action, meaning home building in Unit 4, and that is located just south of Freedom Place, so it's around the school area. If you recall, that right across from the golf course and the connection to the golf course there. So due to that fact, another intersection was planned originally with the original planned improvements for the development. But this intersection has never been improved with turn lanes or channelization. Basically, it's just been a connection at this point. But that is another area that we need to start planning for those improvements, making plans for construction. So we'll know more from Avante once we get into 2021 and once we identify their planned schedule with moving forward with house line construction. But based on that, we should factor in moving forward with those improvements as well. So both of those intersections have now been factored into the capital improvement plan that a draft has been provided to Rob and Eric for their final blessing, and potentially you'll see that in another month or two as well. So again, I guess any comments or questions or elements that haven't been addressed that I could comment on?
I'm good.
I'm good. Ken, you good?
I'm good.
So just one final thing. So basically the intent is to use the development funds that are coming in to fund these intersection improvements, and that'll be planned accordingly moving forward. That is it on those topics. Thank you.
No business. Anybody have any additional business?
Nothing for me.
I don't have anything.
All right. Well, I'll see you all next year, and hopefully we're uncontested.
Let me.
Have a nice holiday, everybody.
You too.
You too. Thank you.